This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 3.7 million babies, give or take, were born in this country last year. That's about a 1% increase over 2020. So said the CDC this morning. It's the first bump in the birth rate in this economy since 2014, though it should be said that that 2014 increase was a blip. Other than that, the birth rate's been declining pretty much steadily since 2007. About which, two things. One, obviously, this is an amazingly personal decision, right? And number two, it's also a labor market story. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more.
It feels a little weird to talk about the very personal decisions people make about having kids as an economic indicator. But there is a connection between the economy and birth rates.
We see that historically. We see that basically in every past recession. Births fell.
Philip Levine is an economics professor at Wellesley College. He says we saw the same thing in 2020 during the pandemic recession. The birth rate fell 4%. But then?
The economy recovered extremely quickly.
And we now know the birth rate bounced back pretty quickly too, though not all the way.
What's interesting is the pattern that we see in terms of the age groups.
Brady Hamilton is at the National Center for Health Statistics at the CDC and worked on the report. He says in 2021, the birth rate fell for teenagers and women in their early to mid-20s, but rose for women in their late 20s and up. The biggest increase happened for women in their late 30s.
Noteworthy, the birth rates for women 35 to 39 was up 5%.
That makes sense to Emily Johnston at the Urban Institute. She says older people who knew they wanted kids might have put off trying for a little while early in the pandemic.
But if they ultimately were seeking to have a child in the near future, they may have delayed a year and then decided now's the time for me.
Big picture, Philip Levine at Wellesley says the slight increase in the birth rate last year will likely just be a blip. Overall, there's still a downward trend.
What's going on with COVID and the baby bust and then rebound is interesting, but much less important than this longer term decline.
Which he says has significant implications for things like the future of Social Security and the broader economy. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.